Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our evangelical service this evening.
奉主的圣名，我们开始今天晚上的布道会。
Let us first rise to sing a hymn to praise God. Let's sing hymn number 292.
我们请大家站立唱赞美诗292首。
Let's sing six verses.
我们唱全部六节。
Oh,
remain standing and bow our heads in a prayer.
请保持站立，我们一起低头祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主圣名，我们在这里祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you.
我们天上的父，我们感谢赞美你。
That on this Thursday evening, we can gather here in your sanctuary, to worship you.
在这个星期四晚上，我们可以聚集在这个圣所来敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you, for guiding us into our fall spiritual convocation.
主啊，我们感谢你带领我们进入我们秋季的灵恩布道会。
That we can once again turn our hearts, spend more time to turn our hearts to you and to your word.
我们可以再一次花时间把我们的心转向你。
That through your words and through your spirit, we can be revived and be more zealous for you.
透过你的道、你的灵，我们可以得到复兴，可以为你更热心。
So Lord, we ask you to bless us during these next few days.
所以主啊，我们在这几天，我们请求你祝福我们。
Lord, we also ask you to guide us this evening.
主啊，我们也请求你在今天晚上的聚会带领我们。
These evenings we have a time set aside to especially introduce the gospel message to our friends and family.
在晚间的时间，我们特定这个时间来分享福音给我们的朋友、家人。
So Lord, we ask that you open the hearts of those who have not yet believed in you.
主啊，我们请求你打开那些还没有相信你的人的心。
That they can understand your words and your good news, your gospel very clearly.
所以他们可以听得懂你的道，可以听得懂你的好讯息。
That they can understand that this good news is for them.
他们可以了解说这个好讯息是给他们的。
And in fact, be motivated to obtain them for themselves.
然后也会想要来自己来得取。
So Lord, we ask that you guide us this evening.
所以主啊，我们请求你今天晚上带领我们。
May your Holy Spirit move among us.
所以你的圣灵在我们当中运行。
May you also help the speaker and the interpreter to speak clearly.
我们也请你帮助讲人跟翻译人，所以我们可以讲得清楚。
May all the glory and praise be unto your holy name.
愿所有的颂赞荣耀都归于你的圣名。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Amen.
Please have a seat.
请坐。
We thank and praise God that this is our second evening of our evangelical services.
我们感谢赞美主，今天晚上是我们第二晚的布道会。
Yesterday, we began by talking about the first word of the gospel.
昨天晚上我们开始讲到福音的第一句话。
Which is that in order to receive God's good news, His way of salvation, we must begin with repentance.
就是如果我们要领受神的好讯息。神的救恩，我们必须从悔改开始。
That we must recognize that we have fallen short of God's standard.
我们必须认识我们都亏待神的标准。
And that we should mourn over those wrongdoings we have committed.
我们必须为我们所做的错的事情忧伤。
And then to be determined to walk on God's correct way.
然后下定决心在神的正确道路上行走。
This evening, I'd like to continue talking about the gospel message.
今天晚上我要继续来讲这个福音的讯息。
After repentance, we then need to, that is not the end of the matter, right?
我们悔改之后，不是一切事情就结束了。
Actually, we need to be cleansed from all these sins that we've been committed.
我们悔改之后，我们必须在从我们罪中得到洁净。
So this evening, I'd like to share with everyone the topic, the fountain of cleansing.
所以今天晚上我想跟大家分享题目是赦罪全人或是这个洁净的全人。
About 500 years ago, there was a Spanish explorer.
大概500年前有一个西班牙的这个冒险家。
He was exploring this new world.
他那时候在这个新的世界，这个新地这边来巡索。
And at the time, he was in what is currently called Puerto Rico.
他那时候在葡萄牙这个地方。
And so for many centuries,
波多黎克这个地方。
And so for many centuries, there have been legends of a fountain.
那在波多黎克这个地方已经有很多世纪都有这个一个泉源的这个传说。
Even starting from the ancient Greeks.
从这个古希腊时代就有这些传说。
And it's this so-called the fountain of youth.
那就是传闻的这个青春之泉。
And this fountain of youth, supposedly, if somebody bathes from it or drinks from it, can have his youth restored.
那传说中这个青春之泉是如果一个人在里面洗澡或是从喝了这个水他可以得到青春。
In fact, youth is something that everyone loves to pursue.
那青春是大家都想要追求的。
In fact, today you can see on a lot of commercials, and yeah, in media especially, or among conversation with your friends, everyone's talking about fun things to do and how do we can look younger, be younger, feel younger.
今天不管你是看到广告，或是在媒体上，或是我们跟我们朋友在谈话的时候，我们都讲到要做哪些事情可以感到更年轻，或是让自己变得更年轻，或是保持我们的青春。
And so, what it's like today was also the same 500 years ago or thousands of years ago.
所以今天我们会这样子追求，大概500年前或者几千年前，他们也是这样子。
People are trying to be young and try to live forever, right? In a healthy way.
人都是想要永远保持青春追求这个永生。
So when this Spanish explorer was in Puerto Rico, he heard that the Fountain of Youth was in this island. That he should go and explore.
所以这个西班牙的冒险家，他在波多黎克的时候，他就听说有一个这个传说中的岛，然后岛上有这个青春之泉。
So in 1513, he set off with several ships to try to locate this place.
所以在1513年他就他派了很多船自己出去找这个地方。
In his heart, he was convinced that it definitely existed.
他心中深信说这个地方存在着。
And then he planned to do everything in his power to find it.
那他试着尽了他所有的力量去找到这个地方。
And so eventually, he was able to discover current day Florida.
那到最后，他又发现这个现代的佛罗里达州。
But he never found this Fountain of Youth.
但是他一直没有找到这个青春之泉。
And 8 years later, he was fatally wounded during one of his explorations.
那八年后，他在这个冒险中就得到这个致命伤。
And he basically gave up his life looking for such a fountain.
所以他牺牲了他的生命去寻找这个泉源。
This evening, I want to talk about a fountain, also a fountain in the Bible, actually, that truly exists, and in fact, is even more transformative.
那今天我要跟大家分享圣经里面讲的，也是一个泉源，但是这个泉源是真的存在的，然后这个泉源是真的可以改变我们生命的。
Let's turn to Zechariah chapter 13.
我们请先翻到撒迦利亚书第十三章。
This is the second to last book in the Old Testament.
是旧约的倒数第二本书。
Turn to Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书
chapter 13.
第十三章
verse 1.
第一节。
Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1.
撒迦利亚书第十三章第一节。
In that day, a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for uncleanness. Please read.
第一节，那日必给大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民开一个泉源，洗除罪恶与污秽。
Thousands of years ago in the Old Testament, it was already prophesied that there would be a fountain that would be opened.
几千年前，在旧约时代，已经有预言说会有一个泉源。
And in fact, this fountain is pointing to the death and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个泉源其实是指着主耶稣的死。
So when we talk about the gospel message,
所以我们讲到福音的讯息的时候
of course, we can never escape talking about the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们一定要讲的就是主耶稣的死。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ is the key in order to allow this good news to be true in the first place.
因为主耶稣基督就是这个讯息要成为真理的关键。
And so here in the Old Testament it was prophesying one day this fountain will flow.
所以在旧约这里预言着有一天这个泉源会开始流水。
What is this, the purpose of this fountain?
那这个泉源的目的是什么呢？
It's for sin, it's for uncleanness.
这里讲说是洗除罪恶。
So this fountain is going to be a cure for our sins, for our uncleanness.
所以这个泉源是来来帮我们除掉我们的罪，我们的病。
So yesterday we were talking about repentance.
所以昨天我们讲到悔改。
It's starting with acknowledging that we have certain sins.
我们要从认知我们有罪开始。
Right? And of course, we feel sorry for them, we repent for them.
那当然我们会为我们的罪的感到忧伤，我们会来悔改。
We should walk in a new life.
所以我们要在新生命里面行走。Right?
But just repenting does not make it go away.
但是悔改本身不会让我们的罪的问题不见。
That history is still there.
那个罪，这个罪的历史还是在那里。
So the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing this, opened a fountain of cleansing to wipe away all of these sins.
那主耶稣基督因为知道我们有这种问题，所以才会打开这个活水的泉源。
And so therefore, God Himself came into flesh as Jesus Christ.In order to open this fountain,
所以神本身来到这世界上成为主耶稣基督来开这个泉源。
He had to come into flesh.
他必须变成肉身。
Flesh and blood.
因为要有肉有血。
And therefore, when he was crucified on the cross, that blood flowed from the cross.
所以他钉在十字架上的时候才会流那个血。
And with this blood, it is able to atone for the sins of the world.
那这个血就可以为世界上的罪来来赎掉我们世界上的罪。
So if we're willing to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
所以如果我们愿意相信主耶稣基督，
and we're willing to believe that He truly died for us,
我们愿意相信他真的为我们死。
He died for our sins.
他为了我们的罪而死。
Then we truly can be healed and cleansed from all these sins.
那我们确实是可以得到洁净，得到医治。
Because we know.And believe in this fountain that Jesus has opened for us.
因为我们知道，也相信主耶稣为我们开这个泉源。
But the Lord Jesus Christ, He died about 2,000 years ago.
但是主耶稣基督在大概在2000年前为我们死。
Today, where can we find this blood? Where can we find this fountain?
那今天我们要在哪里找到这个血，找到这个泉源呢？
Actually, the Lord Jesus Christ, before He died, He often, He actually talked about.Something very important.
那其实，在主耶稣钉在十字架上为我们死之前，他经常讲到这个很重要的题目。
He talked about water baptism.
他讲到洗礼。
In fact, today, 2,000 years later, this is how we are able to access the blood of the Lord Jesus.
那我们看到2000年后，其实我们要能够到这个泉源的方法就是透过洗礼。
Today, water baptism is this fountain of cleansing.
今天洗礼就是这个泉源。
So let's turn to a few verses to see the connection between baptism and the forgiveness of sins.
所以我们来看几章经节，来看这个洗礼跟赦罪的这个关系。
Truly, water baptism is for the cleansing of our sins.
我们看到洗礼真的是为赦免我们的罪。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
我们请翻到使徒行传第二章。
This is a verse we turned to last night as well.
这是我们昨天晚上也看的经节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
使徒行传第二章第三十八节。
Then Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. We can stop right there.
第三十八节，彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名，叫你们的罪得赦。
So here we already talked about repentance yesterday, right?
那我们昨天已经讲到悔改。
Right, that's the beginning of accepting the gospel message.
悔改就是接受福音的讯息的开始。
But the next step is what is stated here. Peter says, "Let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus."
那第二步就是彼得在这里讲的说，你们个人要奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
Right, and this water baptism is not just going and bathing yourself physically.
那这个洗礼不只是自己去拿水去洗澡而已。
Right, but actually, what is the purpose of this baptism?
那这个洗礼的目的是什么呢？
It says it's for the remission of sins.
这里彼得说是叫你们罪得赦。
So here, a very clear connection between water baptism and the remission of sins.
所以在这里我们看到这个水洗跟赦罪是有很直接的关系。
Right, let's also turn to Acts chapter 22.
我们继续翻到使徒行传第二十二章。
Acts chapter 22.
使徒行传第二十二章。
Acts chapter 22, verse 16.
第二十二章第十六节。
Acts chapter 22, verse 16.
使徒行传第二十二章第十六节。
And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord.
十六节，现在你们为什么单言呢？起来，求告他的名，受洗，洗去你的罪。
Here, the apostle Paul was.Testifying of about his conversion experience.
在这段经节，使徒保罗在见证他怎么来信主。
Right, and he met a believer named Ananias.
这时候他讲到说他碰到一个信徒叫做亚拿尼亚。
And at the time, Paul or Saul, he was persecuting Christians.
然后在那个时候，保罗也叫扫罗，那时候他在逼迫基督徒。
Right, but through a miraculous light, and then it completely changed his life and his life course.
但是透过神发出的这个大光，他整个生命就完全改变。
He heard a voice from heaven telling him that he is Jesus Christ, who he has been persecuting.
他从天上听到一个声音讲说，他就是保罗所逼迫的这个耶稣。
Anyhow, this Ananias later met with him.
所以之后这位叫做亚拿尼亚的信徒就
Ananias was telling him, "What are you waiting for? You need to be baptized, and what to wash away your sins."
就告诉保罗说，你为什么单言呢？你要赶快受洗，洗去你的罪。
Right. So again, you can see a connection between water baptism and the washing of our sins.
所以在这里我们也看到洗礼跟赦罪是有直接的关系。
Let's now turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
我们现在来翻到彼得前书第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 20.
彼得前书第三章第二十节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 20.
彼得前书第三章第二十节。
Who formerly were disobedient when once the divine long suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is 8 souls, were saved through water. Verse 21.
第二十一节。
There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Here is a letter from the Apostle Peter.
这里我们看到这个使徒彼得所写的书信。
And he was talking about Noah's story.
他这里讲到挪亚的故事。
How there was a great flood, but actually it was this water that saved them.
那时候有这个洪水，但是其实是水救了他们。
And why did Peter especially say the water saved him?
那为什么彼得会说是水救了他们呢？
Because here he was then going to connect that story with water baptism.
因为在这里彼得要把那个故事跟洗礼连在一起。
Right, so in verse 21, then he talks about water baptism.
所以在二十一节我们看到他就讲到洗礼。
And so the water of baptism, it saves us too.
所以这里讲到说洗礼的水也可以让我们得救。
Right, this water doesn't just cleanse the filthiness of the flesh. It's not just removing sweat and dirt. Right?
这个洗礼的水不只是除掉这个物质上、肉体上的这个污秽、right. 这个这些泥土。
Yeah. But actually, what is the purpose of it? It's the answer of a good conscience toward God.
但是洗礼的目的是什么呢？这里讲到说在神面前有无愧的良心。
Right. So yesterday we were talking about repentance.
所以昨天我们讲到悔改。
When we repent, our conscience is at work. It reminds us of the things that we've done wrong.
我们在悔改的时候，是我们的良心在动工，来提醒我们我们过去所做的错的事情。
And when we realize we have so many mistakes, we know that our conscience is stained.
那我们发现我们有这么多的错误的时候，我们就发现我们的良心是有污秽的。
And when we try to, we know that when we try to approach a holy God, we are ashamed because we have so much evil and so much sin.
那我们也知道，我们想要接近一个这个圣洁的神的时候，我们是很污秽、很脏的，不配。
So repentance only gets us so far.
所以悔改只能带我们到某一个地步。
But the next step, according to the Bible, is then to receive water baptism.
那按照圣经来讲，第二步就是要来接受洗礼。
This is the fountain of cleansing that we're talking about.
这个就是洁净的泉源，我们现在讲的这个泉源。
This cleansing is not a physical cleansing, but a spiritual cleansing.
这个洁净不只是不是这个物质上的洁净，是属灵上的洁净。
Right, to remove our sins so that we have a pure conscience, we can face this holy God.
是来除掉我们的罪，所以我们的良心可以无愧，所以我们来可以见这位圣洁的神。
And in fact, once these sins are removed, our relationship with God is restored.
那当我们罪除掉的时候，我们跟神的关心就可以恢复。
We can now be reunited again with our Creator.
我们现在可以跟我们的神和好，跟我们的创造主可以在一起。
And be very intimate, actually.
我们跟我们的神可以很亲密。
So this is the wonderful good news that is through the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这就是透过主耶稣来的美好的讯息。
Right. We must believe in Him, though.
但是我们必须相信他。
We must believe that he died for us.
我们必须相信他为我们死。
We must believe that his blood can cleanse our sins.
我们必须相信他的血可以洗净我们的罪。
And we must believe that today we can obtain that blood through water baptism.
我们必须相信今天我们可以透过洗礼来得到这个宝血。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
所以我们先翻到约翰一书。
1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五节第五章。
First John chapter 5, verse 6.
约翰一书第五章第六节。
First John chapter 5, verse 6.
约翰一书第五章第六节。
This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. Let's jump to verse 8.
我们跳到第八节。
And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood.And these three agree as one. Here are verses that clearly show the relationship between the water in water baptism, the blood of Jesus Christ, and also the Holy Spirit.
在这段经节很清楚的解释，这个洗礼的水，是跟主耶稣的宝血，还有主耶稣的圣灵是有什么关系？
Here the Apostle John was talking about the Lord Jesus Christ.
这里使徒约翰在讲到主耶稣基督。
This Lord Jesus Christ, he came by water and blood.
主耶稣基督是借着水和血而来的。
By water means that when Jesus Christ started preaching, he was baptized.
约翰说借着水是因为主耶稣开始传教的时候，他是先受洗礼。
And then he came by blood too.Referring to his death.
那他也是借着血而来的，因为他为我们死。
And in fact, when Jesus Christ died,
那耶稣死的时候
，not only blood came out,
不只是血流出来
，water came out too.
水也流出来。
This is a very incredible miracle.
这是非常奇妙的神迹。
So when you read that passage in John,
所以我们在约翰福音读到这段经节的时候
，John he assures the reader three times that what he saw is true.Right, what he bears witness to is true.
约翰在约翰福音里面写着重复写三次，告诉读者说这是真实的。
So Jesus came by water and blood.
所以耶稣是借着水和血而来的。
And today the Lord Jesus Christ physically is no longer with us.
今天主耶稣基督已不在这个世界上。肉体不在这个世界上。
Jesus has ascended to heaven already.
因为主耶稣已经升到天上。
Right? But so today, where can we find his blood?
所以今天我们要在哪里可以找到他的血
？Verse 8 tells us.
第八节告诉我们。
There are three that bear witness on earth.
做见证的有三样。
The Spirit, the water, and the blood.
水、血还有圣灵。
These three agree as one.
这三样都归于一。
Also today, when we go to the baptismal site.
所以今天我们到洗礼场的时候
right, of course we first pray and pray in the Holy Spirit.
当然我们开始的时候是以圣灵来祷告。
We ask that God can fulfill his promise.
我们祷告求神可以来在这里印证他的应许。
That the Spirit can bear witness that in this living water, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will be there.
所以圣灵可以在这里做见证，在这个活水里面，主耶稣的宝血也在。
And so onceAnyone is baptized in this water and blood.
所以任何人在这个水跟血接受受洗的时候
，all their sins and guilt that they've been repenting of，
他们一直在悔改的这个罪跟罪恶感
，that can now be completely washed away.
可以所有这些东西可以被洗净。
Just two weeks ago, we had our spiritual convocation in the New York area.
在两个礼拜前，在纽约区，我们有纽约的这个灵恩布道会。
And thank God, during the water baptism, there were quite a few that saw vision of this.
感谢主，在这个洗礼的时候，有许多人看到这个宝血的意象。
There's one brother.
有一位弟兄
who got baptized 2 weeks ago.
他在两个礼拜前接受洗礼。
He's been coming to church for about 3 years.
他已经来教会聚会了三年。
His wife got baptized first.
他太太先受洗。
But he still wanted to learn more.
但是他太太受洗之后，他还想要一直继续先学习。
And so finally, 2 weeks ago, he was baptized.
所以在两个礼拜前，他终于接受洗礼。
So we went to the baptismal site. He went to the water.
所以我们到洗礼场，他进到水当中的时候
，and we baptize him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ。
我们奉主耶稣基督圣名的圣名来为他施洗。
And the water baptism according to the Bible is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ。
那按照圣经来讲，洗礼是奉主耶稣的名洗礼。
With your head bowed down。
然后头要低着
right, and then fully immersed in the water.
然后全身要入水
and in fact, this water is living water, flowing natural water.
然后这个水必须是要活水，就是就是这个自然上的活水。
So when we baptize him,
所以我们就为他施洗。
He came out immediately out of the water.
那他马上从水里出来。
And immediately he just started to say, everything's red.Everything's red.
那他马上就开始一直说，一切事情，一切东西都是红的，都是红的，
都是红的，都是红的。Yeah. So, and then he was not the only one. There were quite other people too.
那不只是他，还有很多人也是有。
There was a sister who was baptized 1 year earlier.
有一位姐妹是在一年前受洗。
She also saw the blood in the water.
那他也看到这个水中的宝血。
During the fellowship meal on Sunday，
那在礼拜天的这个吃午饭的时候
I was in line getting my meal。
那他在他排队要来吃饭。
And she was there and she told me, "Hey, preacher, you know, I saw a vision at the baptismal site."
那我们排队等着要吃饭的时候，他就跟我来讲说，传道，我在这个洗礼场的时候看到异象。
She was just standing on the shore the whole time.
她那时候只是站在岸上。
And then she saw that there was like a crescent of blood surrounding the Baptist and the people being baptized.
她就看到这个围着这个施洗者跟这个受洗的这些弟兄姐妹，围着他们有这个宝血。
So, this is a fairly common testimony in the True Jesus Church.
那在真耶稣教会里面，这其实是一个非常普遍的见证。
Maybe there's even a couple here that have seen the blood of Jesus Christ.
那可能在座的信徒里面也有很多人看过这个异象。
This is God's grace upon us.
这是神在我们身上显明的恩惠。
To strengthen our faith, to let us know that truly the water baptism conducted by the church, the true church, is.Can wash away our sins.
来帮助我们的信心，让我们更坚定，知道说这个真教会，所执行的洗礼真的是可以洗除我们的罪。
That also to help us appreciate even more, like truly, this is the way of salvation.
那也帮助我们了解、欣赏说这个真的是得救的方法。
That we can truly, like when we hear these type of testimony, you can meditate upon God's loving grace upon us.
我们听到这些见证的时候，我们就可以去思考，神，为我们显明的这个大爱。
God did not have to open a way of salvation for us.
因为神不需要为我们开得救的道路。
But he did.
但是他却为我们开了这条路。
And the way that it was done is such a tragic and sorrowful, so sorrowful.
那他为我们开这条路的方法。是这么悲惨，这么忧伤的方法。
Because an innocent person was crucified, was killed in a most shameful way.
因为一个没有罪的人被钉在十字架上，用这个最残忍、最羞耻的方法处死。
And blood is so precious.
那血是多么宝贵。
Today, to save people's lives, we also need blood for transfusions.
今天如果我们要救一个人的生命的话，必须要输血。
And yet.His blood was shed for us.
但是他为我们来流他的宝血。
This is his blood that flowed from the cross.
这就是在十字架上他所流的宝血。
This is the fountain of cleansing that's been opened for you and me.
这就是为我们打开的洁净泉源。
So I think very clearly we can see from the Bible, baptism is for the forgiveness of sins.
所以我们从圣经里面看得很清楚。洗礼是为了赦罪。
Because in the water baptism, the blood of Jesus will wash away the sins.
因为在洗礼里面，主耶稣的宝血会洗净我们的罪。
Baptism also marks the beginning of a new life.
那洗礼也是我们新生命的这个的开始。
Right, let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
我们请翻到罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6, verse 3.
罗马书第六章第三节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 3.
罗马书第六章第三节。
Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Verse 4.
第四节。
Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Verse 5.
第五节。
For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Verse 6.
第六节。
Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. Verse 7.
第七节。
For he who has died has been freed from sin. Verse 8.
第八节。
Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Here is talking also about water baptism.
这里也是讲到洗礼。
Yesterday, again, we were talking about repentance and sin.
那昨天我们讲到悔改跟罪。
Here we can see that once we start to repent of our sins,
这里我们看到当我们开始为我们罪悔改的时候，
and we're willing to receive water baptism,
那我们愿意接受洗礼。
Actually, that moment is the beginning of a new life.
其实那是新生命的开始。
Because we have been sorrowing and grieving for our previous sins.
因为我们为我们过去的罪一直忧伤。
We knew that we kept on offending God.
我们知道我们一直冒犯神。
Maybe before we were ignorant, but even sometimes knowingly we offended God.
可能过去我们是无知中冒犯神，但是有时候可能我们是知道的，故意去冒犯神。
And because we sorrow over these things, we know that we should no longer walk in that.
但是因为我们知道我们要为这些东西忧伤，我们不在这些东西上来行。
So, water baptism can wash away all those sins.
所以洗礼可以洗去这些，除掉这些罪。
And then after we're baptized, then we need to walk in a new life.
那我们受了洗之后，我们必须在新生命上行走。
Because in water baptism, there's a spiritual transformation that happens.
因为在洗礼的时候，有这个灵里的改造。
It's not just that the sins are washed away.
不只是罪被洗去。
But there's a death that happens.
但是有一个死。
The death is of our sinful man, our old man.
我们的旧人，我们这个罪恶的人死去。
That person is now dead to sin.
这个旧人现在在罪里死了。
So that person has died with Jesus, has been crucified with Jesus.
所以这个人已经与基督同死，一起。与基督同钉十字架。
So therefore, the water baptism in the Bible is very symbolic. It's quite profound.
所以我们看到这个圣经的洗礼其实是含着很这个很深的意义。
Right? Because when a person is getting baptized,
因为一个人要接受洗礼的时候，
he bows his head just like Jesus Christ looked when he died.
他是低着头，就像主耶稣死的时候一样。
Symbolizes that this person who's being baptized, his past.Is now dead. His sinful person is now dead.
代表的是这个人，这个人的旧人，他这个罪恶的过去也死了。
And then in the water baptism is also a burial that takes place.
那在这个洗礼的时候也有埋葬。
Right. So that's why we're fully immersed in the water.
所以我们才要全身入水。
Right. You don't see people being buried and you know you have a hand sticking out of the ground or a head sticking out of the ground, right?
当一个死人埋葬的时候，你不会看到他身体部分从这个土里掉出来。
Or you only put a little bit of soil on the head, right?
或者埋葬的时候只是在他这个身体棺材上放一些土而已。
Actually, no, it's completely covered with
soil. 我们知道不是这样子，埋葬的时候是完全埋在土里。
So same thing when we'rebaptized, completely covered with the water.
那同样的，我们洗礼的时候是完全进入水，完全被水盖着。
And there's not only a burial that takes place.
那不但有这个埋葬。
There's also a resurrection that takes place.
也有复活。
So we're buried and we come out of the water.
所以我们埋葬之后就从水里上来。
Once we come out of the water, it's a new life.
从水中上来的时候，我们就进到新的生命。
This is what Jesus Christ meant when he said, "Unless you are born of water and of spirit, you can by no means enter the kingdom of heaven."
这就是主耶稣所说的。我们除非我们从水与灵 重生的话，我们不能进入神的国。
We must be born again.
我们必须重生。
We must be born from above.
我们必须从天上重生。
And this takes place in the water baptism.
那这就是洗礼的时候发生的。
So you see, the water baptism is a very huge transformation.
所以我们看到洗礼其实是一个很大的个改造。
It marks the beginning of a new life.
它定下了这个新生命的开始。
It's as if God has given us a new life, a second chance at life.
就好像神赐给我们生命的第二次机会。
I think maybe many of us are immigrants to the United States.
相信可能我们有很多人是移民来美国的。
I think a lot of times when I ask people about their immigration experience.
那很多时候我在跟弟兄姐妹谈他们这个移民的过程的时候
，Actually, they can remember this exact date they immigrated to the U.S.
他们都可以记得他们。移民到美国的那一天到底是哪一天
right, October 17,
可能说10月17号 right. 可能19几年
right. Actually, water baptism is something similar
right. 那水 这个洗礼其实是跟这个非常类似的
It's like a beginning of a new life in that sense right? It's a way you can relate or think about a new life in Christ Jesus right.
如果你要去想想洗礼是像怎么样的话你可以去想就好像我们有这个新生命一样，移民一样。
Because now you have come out from the world.
因为你现在从世界中出来了。
You have now been ushered into a new kingdom.
你现在进到一个新的国度。
The heavenly kingdom.
天上的国度。
And in fact, you are now citizens of this heavenly kingdom.
然后现在你已经变成这个天上国度的国民。
When you go into a new country, of course, there's new customs, new government, right?
你进到一个新的国家的时候，都会有新的习俗、新的政府。
Right.The duties of every citizen is different.
那每个国民的这个有每个国的这个公民的义务都不同。
Tax system is different.
他们可能你要缴的税也不同。
Right. Here in America, we have jury duty.
那像在美国这里，你是公民的话，你必须要做这个陪审团的义务。
Right. Or males above 18 must enroll themselves for the draft.
或者是这个十八岁以上的。这个男丁必须报名，这个有一天可能会要去这个要入这个军队。
Right. So baptism is not just a simple event that we do and then that's the end of it. Right.
所以我们看到洗礼不是一件这个简单的事情，可能做了一次就结束了。
But actually, it is starting a whole brand new life.
但其实洗礼是开始一个完全新的生命。
It is like your spiritual birthday.
这就是你属灵上的生日一样。
And then your life from that moment on is to live for Christ.
那从那一刻开始，你的生命就是要为主耶稣基督来活。
Is to live and fulfill God's purpose for you on this earth.
来这个去过着神要你在这世界上所过的这个神的旨意。
So these are some of the ways that this fountain of cleansing is so transformative.
所以这就是我们可以看到这个洁净的泉源这个改变我们的方法。
Right. People in the past were looking for this fountain of youth.
过去的人都在寻找这个青春之泉。
Right. And of course, sounds very attractive.
那他们在寻找这青春之泉的时候，听起来这是非常吸引人的。
But too bad it doesn't exist.
但很可惜的是，这个不存在。
But there really does exist this fountain of cleansing.
但是这个洁净之泉真的是存在的。
And in fact, it's so much better.
那实际上这个比这个青春之泉还要好太多了。
Yeah. And this is in water baptism.
那这就是在这个洗礼可以找到。
This is the fountain of life.
这个就是这个生命的泉源。
This is found in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这在耶稣基督里面可以找到。
So in the true Jesus Church, the water baptism truly is from above.
所以在真耶稣教会的洗礼真的是从上头来的。
There's many testimonies and different signs that God has given us to strengthen our faith, to believe this.
有很多见证，很多神迹，神帮助我们知道说这个是真的。
For example, occasionally when people are baptized,
比如说很多次有人接受洗礼的时候
actually they go into the water with a particular illness or sickness.
他可能进到水里的时候，他生着一种病，还是这个身体上有什么疾碍
？But they actually once they are baptized, their illness is healed almost immediately.
受了洗之后，几乎马上这个就得到医治。
Right, so, if you go to the Dominican Republic,
如果你有空到多米尼加的时候，
we have a church there too.
我们在那里有一间教会。
You meet a sister, a Dominican sister.
你会遇到一个这个多米尼加的姐妹。
And she often loves to share her testimony and her experience.
那她非常喜欢分享她的见证，她的经验。
She was carried into the water for water baptism.
因为她接受洗礼的时候，她是要其他人帮她抬到水里边。
Like her left joint, her left knee had some kind of joint problems.
因为她左边的膝盖有一些问题。
Once baptized, she came out walking to the shore by herself.
但是她受了洗之后，她是自己走到岸上。
So water baptism is not for healing. It's not the main. It's not the purpose, actually.
但是我们也知道，洗礼主要的目的不是为了医治。
But you can see that sometimes some sicknesses is related to sin.
但是有时候我们看到有一些疾病是跟罪有关的。
So once the sin is washed away,
所以当罪洗去
，then the illness is also cured.
这个疾病也不见得到医治。
Also in the water baptism, the True Jesus Church, when people are baptized, people immediately received the Holy Spirit, began speaking in tongues.
那在真耶稣教会的洗礼，我们也经常看到的就是，有人洗礼之后，就马上得到圣灵，开始讲灵言。
I witnessed this firsthand.
我是亲眼见证到这件事情。
In Kenya,
在肯亚的时候。
So this also is a very powerful sign.
这也是非常有能力的这个神迹。
We also have many churches in Kenya.
我们在非洲的肯亚也有很多教很多间教会。
And of course, water baptism is again not for the purpose, like to instantly receive the Holy Spirit. That's not what we see in the Bible.
当然，我们也知道洗礼的目的不是说让一个人马上可以得到圣灵，因为圣经也是这样讲的。
But you can see once the sin is removed.
但是我们看到当一个人的罪被除掉的时候，
he's a very suitable person to receive the indwelling promised Holy Spirit.
他就成为一个很适合让圣灵住在里面的一个人。
And so these people come out of the water, receive the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues.
所以这些信徒从水里上来的时候，就得到圣灵，开始说方言。
In the water baptism of the True Jesus Church, I've also witnessed myself people freed from evil spirits.
我亲眼体验到也看见在真耶稣教会里面有人受洗的时候，这个受洗之后就从得到这个这从邪灵上得到释放。
Right, some evil spirits are more hidden. They're not so obvious.
因为有些邪灵是比较隐秘的，不是非常明显。
Particularly, if there's some visitor, friend to the who comes to the church, they came from a different Christian background.
尤其是如果有一些慕道朋友可能是从另外其他间教会，或是有不同这个基督教的背景
especially Pentecostal background.
尤其是如果是这个五旬节教的信徒来。
And then they came and believe, and then we baptized them.
来到我们教会，相信我们的道理，接受洗礼。
I've witnessed this where they are baptized, they come out of the water, and actually you see them moving around.Almost out of control.
那我亲身体验说，为这种信徒来施洗的时候，他在水里会一直摇动。
And at first I didn't know what it was.
那开始的时候我不晓得这是什么。
So later on I asked a preacher.
所以之后我就问另外一位传道。
And he said, "Oh, actually, that's an evil spirit coming out."
然后那传道就为我解释说，其实这个是邪灵出去，从这个人身体出去。
Right.Because typically a person of sound mind will not lose control of themselves.
因为通常如果一个人是这个正常的人的话，他不会突然间失控。
So again, the sin is washed away, so Satan no longer has that foothold to oppress that person.
同样，我们看到因为这个罪被除去，所以撒旦就没有办法来控制这个人。
And finally, just like I mentioned earlier, people have witnessed the precious blood of Jesus in the water.
那最后就是我刚才已经分享过的很多信徒见证这个洗礼的时候水有保险。
This is something that, as far as I know, no other church has.
就自我所知，我是不晓得，好像就只有真耶稣教会才有这个，
right.
其他教会我没有听说过这件事情。
And this is a great evidence to show us that indeed the water baptism conducted here can truly cleanse away your sins. Right?
那对我们来说是很大的证明，告诉我们说在这里所施行的洗礼是有这个圣灵的同在。
Right? Not everyone's going to see it.
有保险。当然不是说所有的人都会看见这个意象。
It's definitely not, it's not just one in a million either. Right?
但是我们也知道，这不是说这个百万人之中才有一个人看见。
Many cases where people witness this.
但其实这是有很多很多信徒都有同样的这个意象。
This is again to let us know, the blood is truly there and will cleanse us.
这就是要让我们了解知道说。这个水里真的有这个宝血来洗净我们的罪。
If we have been considering water baptism,
所以如果我们有考虑要接受洗礼，
and we have been repenting of our sins,
那我们也为我们的罪一直在悔改，
then we should ask ourselves a question, right?
那我们必须问我们自己一个问题。
Just like Ananias asked Paul,
就好像亚拿尼亚问保罗的同样的问题。
What are we waiting for?
你为什么要单言呢？
Arise, be baptized.
起来，来接受洗礼。
And wash away your sins.
来洗净我们的罪。
Receive and enjoy this fountain of cleansing.
来领受，来享受这个洁净的泉源。
Let's now sing hymn number 294.
我们现在来唱赞美诗294首。